Give the gift of rugby this Christmas. Make sure the rugby fan in your life kicks off 2026 the right way by seeing Munster take on Cast Saturday, January 17th at 5:30 p.m. in Thomond Park. Tickets available now at munsterrugby.ie.
Football on off the ball.
I just really cared about what Ludwig gives head. How much thanks and Paddy McCarthy, thanks to John O'Shea, thanks to Down Healy, read into all the other comments.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on off the ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Well, Keith, we've just watched Sunderland 1, Leeds 1, a game of two halves.
Yeah, I think so. I think Leeds were much the better team, especially in the second 45 minutes. The one thing Sunderland did really well in the first 45, I thought their press was good. They were generally getting their foot in. They weren't giving Leeds players a second to compose themselves. The pass from Granit Xhaka to unlock the defence for the Adingra goal is absolutely lovely. It looks like he's just going to play a little easy ball out to the left wing. He cuts it inside Bogan, and Adingra's finish is absolutely lovely. But look, I thought it was an entertaining game. I actually enjoyed it, but I don't think there was a whole host of quality on show. There was the Adingra goal was lovely. Calvert-Lewin showed some nice little touches, as did Okafor. But there were so many transitions, so many people losing the ball. Very end-to-end stuff. It wasn't it wasn't like Sunderland had all the play or Leeds had all the play. Game of two halves. But I just think Daniel Farke would be thinking in the back of his head, have we dropped 2 points there? And if you're a newly promoted team, you can't go around saying that too often. Much the better team in the stadium, but that will feel like 2 points dropped from Leeds.
Yeah, it still looks good though for Leeds in terms of 7 points above the relegation zone. They have a striker who's banging form, 6 games in a row now, Calvert-Lewin, and just the finish was from a striker that doesn't even have to think about it.
Yeah, and it was a lovely finish. So you look at it and think, oh, well, I would have finished that, but it was the timing of the run. When Aronson gets one on one with Xhaka, I think he realises, Calvert-Lewin, that this ball's going to come into the box. So he hangs out, and right at the last second, gets across the centre half. It's brilliant movement, a lovely little finish. But when Calvert-Lewin is in that sort of form, it doesn't have to be a brilliant ball into the box. You just put it in there. He seemed to be able to bully the two Sunderland centre halves. And at the start of the season, I remember coming in here and people saying to me, what do you think of Leeds, Keith? And I thought Leeds will go back down because they haven't got a goal scorer. And I looked at Calvert-Lewin's stats over the last couple of years at Everton, and I thought he's not reaching double figures, he's not staying fit, he always gets these little niggly injuries, and I thought he'll go to Leeds, get 4 or 5 goals, and they'll go back down. Already he's looked to put my mind at ease. I think Leeds are going to be fine, but an awful lot of it rests on Calvert-Lewin's shoulders. If he can get between 13-15 goals this season, I think they'll be absolutely fine. But I still think West Ham are going to come to life at some point under Nuno, and if they start picking up wins and draws, then Leeds will be looking over their shoulders. But at this moment in time, Sunderland for me are absolutely out of the conversation. They're fine. Leeds are still in the conversation, but I would be willing to say that I feel they'll be okay.
Yeah, I think back to when Leeds played Manchester City, they lost that game, and that was 4 defeats in a row. And then people looked at the fixtures and they thought Daniel Farke is like a man that's going to be sacked, because you had Chelsea, you had Liverpool coming up, and they took 4 points from those games. They've obviously beaten Palace, they drew at Brentford, they drew today. Now the next few fixtures looks tricky. They go to Liverpool for that reverse fixture on New Year's Day. Now Liverpool weren't exactly convincing against Wolves, but Leeds have only won one away game this season. Maybe we saw today why that's the case. It was against Wolves.
Yeah, I think there was large periods, especially in the second half, where they're on top. And let's not forget, at the end of the first half, Brobbie hits the post. He has a chance that he should have probably scored from as well. And the Sunderland fans wanted a penalty, but it was never a penalty. So Leeds, although we're saying they're very dominant in the second 45 minutes, they're thrown up chances to opposition as well. So I think Sunderland would be thinking, well, if we had our shooting boots on today, we could have won that game. But defensively, I don't think both teams were a little bit off it in terms of their press, especially Sunderland in the second 45. But I look at Leeds and I think there's enough there. There's definitely enough there. I like Stack in the middle of the park. I like the defenders. I think Bogle has a little bit about him going forward, as does Goodmunson. I think they'll be absolutely fine. But one thing that Leeds do, and one thing I like about Leeds, is they don't overplay in bad areas. I think that was something you could throw at them, especially early on in the season. They've started to learn that there's nothing to be had here to keep the ball at our back four and let them press as Sunderland were doing in the first 45 minutes. Second 45 minutes, they thought, go and press that ball to Calvert-Lewin, very difficult ball to press. And like I say, as long as Calvert-Lewin stays fit and he keeps that goal threat, Leeds will be absolutely fine. And like I said, I think a lot of Leeds fans, I was speaking to them when they played AC Milan and the Aviva at the very start of the season, a lot of them were hopeful that they could stay up, but they all highlighted, we don't have a centre forward that scores goals. Calvert-Lewin does score goals, or is scoring goals at the minute, so as long as he stays fit, I think Leeds will be absolutely fine.
Give the gift of rugby this Christmas. Make sure the rugby fan in your life kicks off 2026 the right way by seeing Munster take on Cast Saturday, January 17th at 5:30 p.m. in Thomond Park. Tickets available now at munsterrugby.ie.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So we don't think Sunderland have to look behind them, but where can the season go for them? Obviously, the next few games are going to be tricky because they're going to take them fast. And look, we know they've six players at AFCON, and even Dan Ballard was out today, which was a big blow. They did okay without him, but he obviously is a threat as well from attacking set pieces. But the next week, when the games are coming thick and fast, that squad is going to be really tested.
It will be, but again, I think the message coming from the Sunderland manager will be that we've got loads of points on the board, we're not in a dogfight here. You know, it could develop into that, but at this moment in time, they've got all sorts of credit into the bank. So even this Leeds game, that Sunderland being at home against a newly promoted team, you're thinking, must win for Sunderland at home against a newly promoted team, being a newly promoted team. It didn't have that feel for Sunderland today because they've done so well and got points on the board, that I don't think they will ever get that pressure that this is must win. It's a real credit to Sunderland how well they've done. And like I said, I highlighted Granit Xhaka going to Sunderland and thinking, what's he got in his legs to actually want to go to Sunderland at this point in his career? What's he got left? He's got an awful lot left. I thought the same with Jordan Henderson when he went to Brentford, but Granit Xhaka can still get up and down the park, he can still put his foot in, he can still play passes like he did to Adingra today. And I think when you've got a Bayer Leverkusen invincible there, setting the standards, doing what you need to do. There was moments in the second half where I'm thinking Xhaka needs to get a hold of people here and calm everybody down, but they managed to get through it. They picked up a point where they were second best, and I think that's exactly what you need to do when you're newly promoted.
Yeah, obviously they've the second best defence in the league. Only Arsenal have a better one. They go up against City next, and that'll be the test for them, because obviously City have hit a bit of form, and they're still unbeaten at home though, Sunderland, which is the reason they're flying high.
Yeah, and the Manchester City one is going to prop up a whole host of questions. You look at Calvert-Lewin today occupying the two centre halves, and Hume and Kerkin being left 1v1 with the Leeds wingers. That will be pretty similar against Manchester City as well. Big Erling Haaland will occupy the two centre halves, and you'll have Doku, Savinho, whoever else, they Cherky maybe on the wing as well. So it would be difficult for Sunderland. But again, this is, you know, if I was the Sunderland manager, I'd be telling the Sunderland players, this is a reward. You have done really well. There's nothing to fear from Manchester City here. Even if you go and lose the game 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, you've got plenty of points on the board. People are talking about a European race, people are talking about top half finishes. At the start of the season, people were saying three that go up or three that go down, simple as that. It's not looking like that anymore. I know it looks like Wolves are gone, it looks like they're going to occupy one of the relegation positions, so there's two up for grabs, and Leeds have put a lot of distance between them and other teams, and Sunderland even more so. So I think it's brilliant for the league, I think it's brilliant for the neutral, the fact that two newly promoted teams are so competitive in the Premier League.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Give the gift of rugby this Christmas. Make sure the rugby fan in your life kicks off 2026 the right way by seeing Munster take on Cast Saturday, January 17th at 5:30 p.m. in Thomond Park. Tickets available now at munsterrugby.ie.